Jared, congratulations, that's a big, big win.
It's a huge win, obviously, for the club, you know, for the players, for everyone involved. Obviously, we know we're here into the last bit of the campaign, five games now left, and, you know, to come here and pull off a win like that, you know, is massive. You know, it's a hard place to come, as we all know. Ali has the boys well drilled, and fair play to him for that. You know, I've a lot of time for Ali. You know, so, you know, when they equalise, you're thinking the worst, and you know, the pop up and Reece McCabe pop up with a winner. I thought his goal was marvellous, you know, the way he took it, his late run, you know. Thought he maybe run out of steam at the end, but the pull that off was unbelievable.
Yeah, because there was real drama and excitement at the end. McCourt's goal as well was something special.
McCourt does it, you know, he's a big fan of, obviously a Celtic fan all my life, and obviously, you know, Paddy McCourt, you know, you never lose it. You know, the legs might go, but the brain doesn't. And you know, when Paddy McCourt's running a player like that, you know, he's made a living out of it. And, you know, to pull off that goal, you know, I'm thinking, you know, fair play to you. But at the same time, yeah, so-and-so, Paddy. But, you know, he's a special player, always was and always will be. But, you know, we have a wee bit of that in Reece McCabe. You know, he's been pulling off, you know, winners for us. The last game he scored against Cork, and he scored before that as well. So, he's a big player, a great signing for us, and long may I continue.
Well, listen, you were down a few players tonight as well. We shouldn't forget that. There was four suspended. You lost a couple before kickoff, and yeah, a few players, local players from a Donegal perspective, you know, stood up to the mark tonight. Sean Patton on goal, Kyle at centre half. He was your captain tonight. Both played well.
Yeah, and Jack Keeney, who's a Donegal right. lad, a young lad to come on as well, from Donegal. So, no, they're massive. Kyle's a massive player for us. He's Kyle this season, certainly since I've come in, has showed unbelievable leadership skills. For me, you know, he's up there with the best centre backs in the country. You know, he has everything. And he's formed a great relationship with Seamus Sharkey. We lost
another Donegal man.
So you know, and you know, with other players are obviously who stood up, you know, that came in and stood in for the regulars who were there, you know. So the lose our goalkeeper, and the lose our right back, and obviously the boys, experienced boys, who in Raf and John and Mick, you know, was worrying before the game. But, you know, full credit to the lads that came in. It shows you the squad we have. And, you know, I've got to applaud them for that, because they were brilliant.
Right. Well, listen, you've beaten Cork City away from home. You've come here tonight and won away from home. So you are out of the relegation zone. There's five games to go. Can you guys keep this run going, Jared, and avoid what's been a real battle to avoid the drop?
I think so. I think we got to keep showing that belief, and which we have been. You know, we haven't been playing bad. We just haven't been getting the breaks. You know, maybe tonight we got a wee break at the end, scoring a late winner. And we've said it to the boys, you know, the harder you work, the luckier you get. And, you know, if we can show that determination and that never say die attitude and that winning mentality, we have a really good group of boys in there, you know, who are very together and fight for each other. And obviously, you know, to show that tonight was unbelievable. Like I say, with the amount of players out, they played a big part as well. You know, Craig Rodden and John Russell and Raf and Mick were all in the change room beforehand, you know, encouraging the boys and at half time. And, you know, so that shows me that we have something about us.